Adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio, 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 oh, adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio.
The sound of Tanqueray number 10, mixed with ice and Fever Tree Indian tonic. How on earth could I hold your attention for longer than a minute? You know that only 4% of people in the world are capable of holding the attention of another person for longer than a minute. I made that statistic up as a desperate effort to hold your attention. But there are one or two things that you can do to hold people's attention. You can learn to be a poet. One of the things poets do is try to get rid of all the rubbish, or try to get rid of all the stuff in the middle of the piece of writing which sounds hackneyed or uninteresting, so that all the words have a certain crispness, sharpness, a cutting edge to them. And you end up, if you're a good poet, you end up with a poem in which every word deserves its place in the poem, and there's no fat or floss or stuff that could be got rid of. You kind of sculpt the piece of writing and you're just left with not a word more nor a word less than is needed. And that's what you can do if you get into writing poetry, or even if you get into recording your own voice and seeing, is there anything I could cut out? And cut it out and then play it back. Kind of work at it. You got a better chance of holding people's attention if you follow that general guidelines that you don't say anything which isn't worth saying. And whatever you are going to say, say it in a fresh way to keep people awake. Because you're doing very, very well if you can hold their attention for as long as this.
Adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio, adio, adio. Oh, adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio.